أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي رب زدني علما اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين صدق الله العظيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All the brothers Alhamdulillah Allah has blessed us again with another Friday where we can gather and perform Salatul Jum'ah and praise Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and send Durood Salam on Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I always remind that this is the main purpose of Friday gathering and khutbah. So Alhamdulillah, we started with this. And since in last few weeks, everyone, every khatib is talking about Hajj, Qurbani, Dhul-Hijjah. So now we are almost finishing. Today is the third day of Eid and 12th Dhul-Hijjah. So I again choose a topic related to Qurbani and sacrifice which we do in these 3 days. So today inshallah we will see the philosophy of Qurbani. Like what are the ideology, what are the philosophies, like what is the main purpose, why we do it of Qurbani. So the topic of today's khutbah is the philosophy of Qurbani. And if I summarize this whole topic, which we will talk in next 15 minutes, is the topic heading is the total submission. The total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's actually the main purpose of Qurbani. So we will see inshallah with points how we can relate all these things according to Quran and Sunnah and Hadith. So all the acts of worships, there is some ideology and there is some philosophy. And in this month of Dhul-Hijjah, there are two acts of worships. One is Hajj, and definitely the second one is Eid al-Adha, and where we slaughter Qurbani. Those people who don't go for Hajj, they celebrate Eid al-Adha here and slaughter an animal if they are capable and they have means to do that. So this is the overview of our talk. So now we will start with the meaning of word Qurbani and Udhiya. You know, we call Udhiya or Udhiya. So this is, now we will see this actually. So the meaning of Qurbani, the word Qurbani is Urdu or Persian word. And from the word you can see Qurb. You know, it's visible. The word Qurb is visible. And we say Qurb Azizu Aqarba and Qurba Wa Atizil Qurba. In Quran we say word Qurba. So the Qurba, Qurban means any act of worship which brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it makes sense. It's Qurban. So any act of worship which take you more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any charity, anything. But in technical meanings of Qurbani and Udhiyah, what is that? What is the meaning? To slaughter an animal in the way of Allah, for the sake of Allah, for His happiness, for His pleasure, and for His khushnudi raza. So this is actually the meaning of the word Qurban. The word Qurban have occurred in Quran as is Qurbanan. The word Qurban happened in Quran 3 times. Sometimes it is actual meaning of slaughtering an animal, and sometimes for any sacrifice. You know, when there were Habil and Qabil, you know, two sons of Prophet Adam alayhi salam. Allah asked for the qurbani, sacrifice. And you know, they both did qurbani. So that is another perspective of qurban. The word qurban is used for any qurbani or the real qurbani which we slaughter an animal. So the philosophy of qurbani. Now we understand the meaning of word qurbani and udhiya. The udhiya meaning definitely to sacrifice an animal. The blood which relates with blood. To sacrifice blood like camels, cows, goat or anything. So this is actually udhiya is specifically the meaning of sacrificing an animal. But qurban means any charity which take you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But technical meaning of qurbani is slaughtering an animal on Eid al-Adha on 3 days. Otherwise, that is not qurbani. If you do other than these 3 days, it's not qurbani. What are those 3 days? 10 Zulhijjah, 11 and 12th. So these 3 days are specific for qurbani. And this is considered qurbani only if we do in these 3 days of Zulhijjah, 10th, 11th and 12th. So this is actually we need to understand. The symbol. Now the philosophy of qurbani. The first one is symbolic act of total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is actually why we do it. We need to understand why we do it. So this is the symbol of total submission which is related to our forefather Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. So this is actually the first philosophy and the first aim of qurbani, the total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will see that. There is one ayah. قُلْ إِنَّ سَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Truly, my prayer and my service of sacrifice, my life and my death are all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Rabbul Alameen. So this is an ayah which says everything. My life, my death, everything, my prayers, my sacrifices for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the ayah which we put forward to understand the philosophy. And then the platinum, the beautiful example of this is demonstrated by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam when he saw a dream. And then he was in his dream he was slaughtering his son Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. And then he shared with his dream with his son, and what he said, beautiful example of submission. What he said: Father, fulfill whatever you are commanded to do and you will find me patient by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, he said, satajiduni inshallah ma'a sabirin. Beautiful word of a son. And he did not ask any question. Why? What's wrong? What did I do? So that is actually total submission of a son and a total submission of a father. Why a father will slaughter his son? That is actually complete submission towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards his commandment. So what is the symbol? So what is the symbol? Symbol for all of us when we do qurbani. Same thing. We will sacrifice everything, our wealth, our health, ourselves, to fulfill commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when there is a need to do so. So that's actually the symbolic philosophy why we do qurbani. This is the first thing which we need to understand. This is actually the symbol of total submission. And the second one, the nearness and closeness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We saw the meaning of qurbani. Word qurbani is any act of worship which take you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the second philosophy. When we do qurbani, we need to keep this in mind. This is the act of closeness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will take you more closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for his pleasure. The third one, you know, the ayah which I recited. لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. So we need to understand the translation. It is not their meat, nor their blood that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is your piety, your taqwa that reaches to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what, when we perform slaughtering, when the knife slaughter the vein of animal, at that moment we need to understand our taqwa, how conscious we are towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleasure and towards his angerness. So that is the taqwa which will reach towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with the slaughtering of animal, we need to slaughter all the evil diseases from our heart. which increase you in taqwa. So what are those diseases like, you know, jealousy, hatred, pride, arrogance, and love of this world. When we slaughter animal, we need to understand we are cutting, we are sacrificing the love of this world from our heart. The love of wealth, the love of this world. So this is the third philosophy. The only thing which reaches to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your taqwa. So when we do slaughter animal, we need to understand that should the means to increase our taqwa, not just for showing off like what we are slaughtering. So that's actually the third one. The fourth one, you know, the fourth one is the demonstration of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also saw the second part of this ayah, litukabbirullaha, so that you show, you glorify, or you magnify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you show the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also the origin of takbir wa tashriq, which we say on in these days after the salah. We say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. So the ulama says this is the actually same origin when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was ready to slaughter his animal. Allah sent Prophet Angel Jibreel alayhi salam. So when he came, he says Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, to draw attention of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam realized Allah sent the help. So and he says La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. And then when this happened, Prophet Ismail alayhi salam also recognized, and he got up when Allah sent the fidya. So he said Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd, all the praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the origin of these things which we say is also from the same event of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. So these are the things which we saw, the philosophy of qurbani. I will summarize: the symbolic act of total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the first purpose of qurbani. The second one, nearness and closeness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third one, the slaughtering of our evils, disease in our heart, so because to increase the taqwa. The fourth one, to demonstrate the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the four things which we covered. The virtues of qurbani, the what are the virtues, like in ahadith is mentioned, the animal which we slaughter come on the day of judgment with everything from his weight, the equal weight of that animal will be like your reward. And then you will be forgiven before even his blood reaches the ground. So these are the virtues which are, I just said the mafhum or the meaning of ahadith. I did not read all the wording of the ahadith. And there's the last piece, the warning. The warning, this material or this content I got from the article of Mufti Taqi Usmani, the philosophy of qurbani. So I got some other scholars as well. So the main art, he mentioned one of the warning of those who ignore qurbani. You know, in this life, is some people feel like it's so challenging now. Though it's easy now, if you just order in any, if you have means. So those who have, there is one hadith from Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that person who has the means of performing qurbani but does not do so should not even come near the Eidgah where we perform Salah. So he has no right to celebrate Eid al-Adha if he has means and he ignored. So that's actually the warning which we need to understand. Now I know Alhamdulillah in a different region of the world it's so easy. Here it's also becoming very easy. So many people, so many halal meat are offering these services. I just heard from Sweden, I have some relative, they have to order qurbani from London, British. In Sweden, so they have no, you know, so many halal shops over there. So they, when they do qurbani, they have to order, and the meat will be delivered from London to Sweden. So this is actually we need to understand. They may have some excuse, but they are also ordering. My relative, they order from London, so in Sweden. So we just wanna mention what I wanna mention is Alhamdulillah, it's becoming easy here. So we should not ignore. If we can do here, do so. Or if we can do back home, we can do back home as well. But there is the importance of qurbani. So this is the end of our speech. We talk about philosophy of qurbani. So we make dua at the end. May Allah accept our sacrifices, our hajj, our qurbani, all the good deeds which we do to seek nearness and closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is Alhamdulillah. May Allah accept our dua. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.